Glen Ralston Wildcats return home for homecoming, have won their last two games, knocking off Arweva a couple of weeks ago, and then topping Colonesco on the road this past Friday night, 34-30. Joining us right now to talk about their upcoming game, their home game with Baxter for homecoming, is head coach Dave Prescott. And coach, as always, appreciate you joining us.
Talk to you, Jeff.
Coach, let's look at these last 2 weeks for you. I always hear a lot of things, and a lot of coaches say you can learn a lot about a team, you know, on the road. Now, you've went on the road the last 2 weeks against good opponents and came home with the wins. So what did you learn about your team? And it's got to be some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, you know, we talked early in the season about our line play and how we needed to develop guys, and they're coming along really well. I mean, we're rushing the ball quite well. Our blocking scheme seems to be working. The guys are working together, you know, getting down what they need to do and recognizing what defense they need to block against, you know. And also on the defensive side, you know, we're getting better there. We still have a ways to go on both sides of the ball, but, you know, as long as we keep working hard and getting better, that's all we can really ask of the guys.
And to rally against Colo in the fourth quarter last week, that's got to show you maybe the heart of this team or the character of this team as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we kind of have that you know, you got to have that short memory, you know, you got to forget about the things that are going wrong. And you know, we had just got a turnover, and then we turned it right back over. And, you know, we got down by, it was 30-20 at one point, and you know, we just kept telling them, you know, we got to keep our heads up. You know, we were moving the ball. We just had some unfortunate things. It just seemed like we were going, you know, uphill all the way. And you know, fortunately enough for us, we came out on top when the dust settled there.
Coach, you're going to be taking on Baxter tonight. The Bolts come in 1-2, 0-2 right now in the districts, while you guys are 1-0 in district play. But they're coming off of a kind of a thumping. They lost to St. Albert 74-24. So either they're going to come in a little frustrated and wanting to kind of play, or maybe the ego a little bit, you know, bruised from that game. What do you think you're going to see from them tonight?
Well, you know, I think you're going to see a little bit of power game. That, you know, they have good size up front. They seem to run a power formation, and we're having success against some of the other teams. We watch them on film. And, you know, they're going to try to spread the ball out a little bit, you know, throw the ball a little bit, come off their play action. You know, it's kind of the same thing that, you know, we see every week. You know, you have a good athletic quarterback, a good running back, and, you know, we're sitting there, you know, they have a decent-sized line that, you know, blocks well. So it's going to come down to us reading our keys and doing our job, and both offensively and defensively. And we're just going to have to get out there and get after it and play good, hard football for four quarters.
And Coach, you were telling me before we started the interview here today that, you know, a lot of teams you can find tendencies, not a lot of tendencies with this team offensively.
Yeah, not really. I mean, it just seemed like, you know, when they do have success, they stay with something for a little bit, or they run a couple plays right in a row, and, you know, they'll come back to it later. But, you know, just they come in there and they just run a good mix of plays, keep you guessing and keep, you know, kind of try to keep people on their heels. So, you know, we're just hoping that, you know, looking at all the plays that they run, who we need to key on, what we need to key on, that's what our guys have been doing, and hopefully, you know, it's worked for the last couple of weeks, so hopefully it'll work again this week.
Is there a key guy for you up front that you need? You were mentioning they'll allow the linebackers to flow. Is there a guy up front that's going to be a key to be able to do that?
Well, most of all is this, our defensive ends are going to really have to play well. You know, they just got to read what the blocking. They do pull a lot of guys. They have a double pull. You know, some counters, tackle traps, that type of thing. And, you know, our nose guard has got to do a little better job. We were kind of exposed last week against Colonesco. They kind of ran up the middle on us for about the good part of the second quarter. And then we just kind of went over that at halftime, made a few adjustments, just kind of, it wasn't anything to adjust. It was more just get them back into where they needed to play. And we just kind of were trying to do things, you know, trying to make plays and getting out of position.
Where's the strength of their defense?
Oh, they're going to come up and they're going to run like a they're bigger up front. They're going to be able, it's going to be harder for us to move them out. Then their linebackers flow and read real well. So we're going to have to be tougher up front. We're going to have to just kind of hunker down and block and really stay on our blocks a little bit longer. It's not going to be one of those that you can kind of chuck because they're going to be hard to move.
You've been able to get Colby Wallace going in the run game. He's averaging over 7 yards per carry, 10 rushing touchdowns so far. They're going to key on him. Who else do you hope you can lean on? You've kind of had some other guys kind of have some nice nights in the back. Who can you lean on to maybe be that second guy to go with Colby tonight?
We've been kind of experimenting around and moving some people around a little bit. We're going to have Waylon Hine running and Alex and Daniel and Lucas Christian that are also, we have some good backups that are still available for us. And I think those three will probably carry the main source of the load, try to get some pressure off of Colby and, maybe come back to run some counter trap things and keep Colby running and keep that thing going. But that just sets up everybody else.
Haven't had to throw it a lot, 17, though, at 23 in the passing game. So, completing 74% of the passes this year. Is there an area that you feel you can attack them when you need to throw, or maybe to throw when they don't expect it to keep them off balance a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, when we always go out and we work our pass game and everything, we feel we're pretty good at it. But we also feel that we're more geared towards that run, so we kind of want to pass when we want to, and we have kind of quick routes, a lot of them that we run, crossing routes, try to get out in the flats, that type of thing. That's where we like to kind of attack people. Just depends. They run the multi formations on defense, and if we can get them to settle into one, then we really just kind of look at that, and then we will attack the open areas. Just, by calling our routes to that area.
I saw you guys, as you know, against Arweva there in week two, came away very impressed with your special teams. How does the matchup with special teams with Baxter look tonight?
Well, we got a really, we have a good punter in Dawson Majerus. We had a mishap last year. I mean, his average doesn't look as impressive as what he is. He puts up 50 and 60 yard punts, which can really be beneficial if we feel that we have the need to do that. We're set up our return and our kickoffs. We work them, pretty exclusively. We spend a lot of time on them because in 8-man football, the special teams are really good. They're good at returning the ball. They're again. It's just a matter. We got to fill our lanes. We got to do our jobs and run down. And everybody's got responsibilities that they need to take care of.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Congrats on an impressive two-game winning streak. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you this Friday for the Scoreboard Show.
Well, thanks for calling, Jeff. I always appreciate talking with you guys.
You bet. Head coach again, Dave Prescott with the Glen Ralston Wildcats. Again, they entertain Baxter coming up here tonight.